The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Join 105.7 The Fan's Baltimore Baseball tonight before every weeknight home baseball game at Pickles Pub as we broadcast live. Enjoy their 32-ounce Orange Crush. And on select nights, pick up a free 105.7 The Fan and Saenz & Kirk bucket hat, courtesy of Saenz & Kirk Lawyers. YouHaveALawyer.com.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
With the 14th pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the Ravens selected Penn State guard Olaivavenga-Yawane. Some viewed him as the best overall offensive lineman heading into this draft. Yawane talked about what he brings to the Ravens.
You know, for me, when I get there, I'm bringing, you know, my pass protection. You know, that's something I work on every day. You know, same thing for the run game. On the pass game, I'm coming in with, you know, the mentality that I'm not trying to get beat. Nobody's going to touch my quarterback, and as simple as that. In the run game, you know, same mindset of being a mauler. You know, I'm trying to open up lanes for our running back, protect the running back in that case, and, you know, just play ball.
Interior offensive line was a glaring need for this team, coming off a season where they allowed 45 sacks, which was the 12th most in the NFL. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow has expected showers and a high of 60. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Strategic Tax Resolutions. Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? Act now to protect your income and assets. Call Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution at 443-367-9000 or strategictaxresolution.com. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
The Big Bad Shovel of Wisdom.
Scared me, Ben. You scared me, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's all you today, folks. First round of the draft is in the books, and we will not be on air the day following any other round. So we're going to talk to you today all about it. Not only what happened last night, but what you think might happen moving forward. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ben over there in the production, making it happen for us. Can I say, Ed, that I was excited and disappointed in the first pick?
Yeah, it's kind of what I said earlier. I know exactly how you feel because I had that conversation with my son. I mean, we talked all night, every pick during the draft, and both of us said, great pick, but...
Yeah.
He's
like,
a guard.
Like, we had to rely. When you have a position that you have to rely on what all the experts tell you, that's a non-sexy pick. You know what I mean? We don't really evaluate these guards. We don't know.
No,
there's no statistical. You can't quantify what they do. You can't. You can put all the stats together that you want, but you don't know. Well, as Jeremy would say,
you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. Well, I mean, I do know that Ione has not given up a sack since 23.
So he gave up three that year, and he hasn't given up any in the past two.
Any sense, yeah. So it's pretty amazing.
So I'm excited because, as Ben said, he is regarded as one of the best offensive linemen. Forget about position. Linemen in all of the draft. That excites me because I know the Ravens needed offensive linemen because they had a couple of them last year that weren't good. Let's just call it what it is. But at the same time, you know, you wanted that sexy pick. But this is a great pick.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's so many. And the funny part is we drafted a running back. People have been excited, but like, why would you do that? You know what I mean? Sexy.
Yeah.
But maybe the most athletic guy in the draft.
Don't draft the quarterback. No.
No. Don't need a running back.
I don't think wide receivers were a first round need. These are all the sexy positions. It wasn't a first-round need for a wide receiver. You got to address it at some point.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a first-round need for it.
Well, look, the only way I can look at this, and if people are going to be upset, it's never sexy to take an offensive lineman because you're not looking at stats. You're looking at highlights of them blocking. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't need the big guys out there going, well, it excites me. I get it. It's the same thing everybody would say when it was like the Ravens play a boring brand of football. I like 13-10 games. No, you don't.
I never did.
That's your team plays those. You have to like them. Yeah. Like it's not. Nobody likes watching that.
Jeremy, what do offensive linemen do when the quarterback throws downfield?
Block.
We don't know because nobody's on him.
Oh.
Camera's not on him. What happens when the running back breaks the first level of the defense? What? You don't know because they're behind him. Oh. The camera is not on him. The main camera, may have some isolated cameras that are watching the offensive line, and the only way you see that is if one of two things. It was a great block, as in a pancake, or it was a penalty.
Well, I want to say this because I do like Reuben Bain, and just listening to people talk about it, the Ravens had needs on the interior of the line. They had needs all across the board there when you're looking at it. People were complaining that they couldn't protect Lamar last year. They had two of the worst guards in the league.
They did.
You went out and you signed John Simpson, who that comes with about three flags a game. Hey, you get one. And then now you get arguably the best offensive lineman in the draft at 14 when it's a huge need. So I don't know how this isn't a win.
It is a win.
Unless he just totally flops, which none of us know what's going to happen.
Yeah. This guy's pretty good, though.
I don't see it.
When he comes with those kind of, all of that on his resume, those kind of accolades, it's hard for me to even fathom that he could not at least be really good. You know what I mean? I think the worst case scenario for him, Ed, he's going to be really good.
Oh,
yeah. He has a chance to be great, has a chance to be a Hall of Famer, but I think worst case scenario, really good.
Yeah, by all accounts, I mean, he's going to be, have a great career.
By the way, it was funny last night. Did you see the Browns' needs when they posted? The Browns were up on the board getting ready to pick at 9, and their needs were offensive tackle, wide receiver, quarterback, interior line, cornerback, tight end, running back, safety, linebacker. Basically, they said, we have Myles Garrett. We need everything else. That's what they said. It's like pass rush is like the only thing on there they don't need.
It's kind of true.
We need everything.
Forever we have Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joaquin in Baltimore. What's up, Joaquin?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Happy Friday to y'all.
Happy Friday to you, too. Thanks for the call.
Hey, skip the draft. Rob, thanks for the plug with Elephant in the Room.
No problem.
No, I'm just playing. No, very nice place. But I'm just saying, I love the draft, that draft pick that we have, and I trust the process. I think he's going to get the best guy on the board. And I think that this new coaching staff knows who's in the building already. And I think they can get, a better better performance out of these guys. They're younger. John Harbaugh was sort of old school, I heard Flowers said he had him in pads a lot. I think that matters. I think, people being able to speak to the younger generation matters a little better. So I'm looking forward to this rest of the draft and I'm gonna watch it. But I think he'll get the best guy on the board. So thanks for taking my call. Yeah, happy Friday.
Yeah. That's why Andy Reid's got to go. I mean, he's just too old.
I'm so tired of hearing that, man.
So am I. It's ridiculous. You know I mean?
Come on, dude.
Come on.
Hey, who did Miami hire like 5 years ago?
Right.
The guy with the Capri pants and cheerleads and his buddies with him and pats him on the back.
Mike McDaniel.
Who did Arizona hire 4 years ago that was good friends with his quarterback?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Exactly. Yeah,
same agent.
How did it work out for them?
Yeah.
You need good coaches.
They're both still coaches.
You need good. I don't care what your age is. You need good coach. You know what you need to identify with? Your program. How about getting kids to identify with you? I mean, why do I have to? How about we meet each other halfway? That age stuff doesn't.
Let me tell you, one of the best coaches who was never head coach, but coordinators ever, I thought, in the league? Dick LeBeau.
Yeah.
He was about 106 when he was coaching.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And he was outstanding.
Ed, was Dick your favorite?
No, that's yours.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to Marcus in Baltimore.
I'm a big LeBeau guy.
Marcus. What's up,
Marcus?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I wanted the biggest people mover we can discover.
Yeah.
I wanted the mover of men. Move this man out the way. Because I watched Lamar run for his life last year.
He wanted a mover of people.
Yeah.
Mover of people. I watched that man run for his life, and we grabbed the Mike Green in the second round last year. Which people would shut up.
I know. What is up with that? Hey, didn't we watch Oway leave here, go to Jesse Mentor, see his potential? Now you got Jesse Mentor, and you got Mike Green from last year. Why is pass rush such a need? It's not. You have a coach. You went out and signed one of the best pass rushers that was in free agency. You drafted a first rounder in the second round last year. You got bookends. Now you got a guy who was the pass rushing whisperer to the guy that you said was a bust last year. Let it breathe, man. They're great. I'm not saying don't address pass rusher at all, but like wide receiver, you can address it, but it wasn't a first round need.
A lot of times we get these situations where people know names. Maybe you watch the playoffs. Maybe you heard everybody talking about Reuben Baines and going, oh, we got to get him if he's on the board. A lot of people didn't think he was going to be there, but it also tells you something that
he was there,
that he was still there. Doesn't mean he's going to be a bad player.
What did he feed these Samoan guys?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
cornerbacks.
Fano, Ione, what's his name? How do you pronounce his name?
I mean, you can pick any. You can pick the tackle from Miami.
I give you one who worked hard to lose a lot of weight. But you remember, Ed, how big Rock was in college in Miami?
Yes.
He was huge. Yeah. He was big when he first started wrestling. Yeah. He works hard to lose the weight, but he's a big boy.
Yeah. I mean, they're just massive.
Yeah.
And the way they describe, they just move people when they don't want to be moved. I love that.
We give out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, who bombed in the first round? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. We may all have the same team right here on the fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057. From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. The inner loop looks good. No problems. The outer loop slow at Harford Road. Then again, you're on the brakes. Liberty to I-70. In the city, southbound 895. No problems through the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95 looks pretty good as well through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio 105.7. The Fan.
I feel so much better today, Ed. I got my real glasses now. Got them yesterday. I can see.
See clearly now.
I don't have to take my glasses off and then put them on to read, take them off to see Ben, and just keep them on.
Yeah, I got to do that. Seriously.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, those, I get it. Go to the drugstore, get some readers. I get it. It's convenient. But there's nothing like the ones that are prescribed to you.
No, it's not. And I haven't done it, and I got to do it. I just, you know, like everything else. You know,
life happens.
Life
happens.
At a certain age, it's like, I have so many things on that list. I need to have an eye exam. I need to go to a dentist. I need a colonoscopy. I'm due. I've got to go. I just went for my 1 year cancer screening. I got to have my shoulder looked at because that's been, you know, it's, I have so many medical appointments to go to.
I'm thinking, Jeremy, if Ed were in the draft, they'd put a red dot on him and say he's not draftable.
He's like, he needs an eye exam. He needs his teeth examined, his shoulder, an ass exam.
Well, we know some of the other things in his life. He probably needs his head examined, too.
Yeah, well, that's a fact.
I'm sorry. Ugh. All right, guys. Are the Rams the only team that bombed in the first round?
No.
I think the Vikings did, too.
I think the Rams. Jeremy said it best. For a team that for the past more than half decade has been preaching, F them drafts. Yeah. Right. Let's do it now. You go out and draft a quarterback when you have the reigning MVP and you lost in the NFC Championship game.
You could add. This was my thought process when the Chiefs drafted Mahomes. And that turned out to be something totally different. This ain't it.
Oh, you're saying this is the different. This ain't it. Different level quarterback.
They keep talking about whether
Mahomes didn't replace the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, they keep talking about whether or not he fits into a system, and like, you know, he's You don't get a quarterback to have a system built around them. Like you want him to be the system.
No one's saying that about Mendoza. We question Mendoza, but nobody says that about him.
It's just odd because we talked about this yesterday. I said, I think we all said, wouldn't be surprised. I said, I think somebody's going to pick Ty Simpson in the first round.
Yep.
I don't think, and he's not a first rounder by many accounts. He went really high. And the last team I thought would do would be the Rams. Because of all the, you know, they mortgaged their future to win the Super Bowl. And they did. I mean, they did it, so I can't criticize. They got the trophy.
Well, this is the first time that it seems like McVay and Les haven't been on the same page.
Uh-huh.
And they asked McVay about drafting Ty Simpson, which the look on his face, like, it says all you need to know if you're looking at his face when he talks about him. And he literally said, that kid talking about Ty Simpson is going to come in and compete with another backup quarterback for the second team spot, and not even a good one, one that's bounced around the league that's never going to have a chance to start.
And I think he said that intentionally, let you know what he thinks of.
Yeah, he'll be competing with him, and you go, what? You drafted him in the first round. He's competing with that guy for second string?
Now, I don't want to sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, because you guys know I love this kid. I absolutely, uncharacteristically love this kid. And that's Jeremiah Love. But I don't know if that's what the Cardinals should have done. They got a lot of, I mean, you drafted, you're putting the cart before the horse, in my opinion, in this way.
Well, you did say, so you think Jeremiah Love's the best player in the draft?
I think so.
I can't argue with the team taking him third then. I just can't. Like, I understand it. They have a lot of needs, but if you want some excitement, you want somebody that's going to put butts in the seats, I think he can do that.
Well, he's not going to put butts in the seats if you can't get him running lanes.
Well, look, he's different though. Like, you can split him out. He can catch passes.
I think he's phenomenal. Like I told you, uncharacteristically, me falling in love with a running back. And you're right. Maybe you're right about butts in the seats, because I'm going to be watching some Arizona Cardinals games just to see what he can do. Like, I watch Rams games just to see what, Bijan does. Bijan. I know it's Bijan. Falcons. Falcons. That's what I mean. Falcons. I watched the Falcons to watch him. So I'll watch some Cardinals games just to watch Love. But I just wonder, Ed, if that's – did they get better with that pick? I don't know.
See,
I mean, it's unusual for them. I mean, I thought for them.
The ones that I would think and that I would question just a little bit, first would be, obviously, we're talking about Ty Simpson, but going to the Steelers. You're on the phone with Mekhi Lemon. Yep. That's the guy you want. Somebody swoops in front of you, and then you end up drafting – the offensive tackle out of Arizona State. And again, I don't know anything. He could be a fine player, but I don't think that's clearly who they wanted there. And it almost feels like a panic pick.
I can't see why they didn't get KC Concepcion. If you wanted a wide receiver, I don't know the difference between Lemon and Concepcion.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
The other one that I would kind of question a little bit, if we're looking at it and going, okay, is this really the direction you wanted to go? I know Ed brought up Caleb Banks, the defensive tackle from Minnesota going there, or from Florida going to Minnesota. But I would look at some of these guys at the bottom end where, like, did they really improve? I know some people are talking about the Patriots and Caleb Lomu. We'll see how he looks, but you got to protect your quarterback, and if he doesn't end up being the guy. But ultimately, I think it's very difficult to sit here and poke holes.
Who's Caleb Lomu going to play for next year?
Mike Vrabel. Mike Russini. Boy, that thing is...
More layers.
What about Michael Jr.?
That thing has some more layers than an onion, man.
Did you see her tweet when it said, I'm sitting here wondering who are some of the best players and coaches named Michael in NFL history? I don't know. Maybe the one that you've been with? Vrabel? Jesus.
Let's go to Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Not much. I was watching the draft, and because of fantasy reasons, you know, like fantasy purposes, I had to watch a lot of Cardinals games like 2 years ago, a year ago. And let me tell you, like, that Jeremiah Love kid, he went to a bad situation.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
They don't have,
that's
they don't
how I
have
feel.
An offensive line. They don't have they do not have an offensive line. It's like, it's probably like bottom 10. It's got to be. If Kyler Murray was running for his life, yeah, Jacoby Brissett can see over the line, but he got to get the ball out fast. Because he's not as short as Kyler, but who going to be blocking for the guy? Like, yeah, he can catch passes out the backfield, but, I mean, that's not going to help. That's not going to do nothing. They should have went defensive and then started from the bottom and then got a quarterback next year after they developed something this year.
Eli, we're going to have to pray for him. We got to pray for him.
Y'all take it easy. Happy Friday.
You too. It's going out.
I don't think Banks is a bad choice, but just not for the Vikings. They had other. With Thieneman still on the board, I was like, why wouldn't they go that way? I just thought they needed him. You know, they need safety help more than they needed, you know, a tackle.
But I mean, look, I know we're doing who bombed. Some of my favorite fits for today, like from yesterday, I told you my favorite one was Caleb Downs going to the Cowboys. Like the Cowboys making a move to go get him when safety's such an important part of what they do defensively. They didn't need a safety, but you get this guy.
He changes
the look of that defense. And I like what Washington did. I think Sonny Styles is an animal.
Oh, he's a freak.
And they've got they added some pieces on defense in the offseason. I think Washington may be the front runner for that division next year.
Cliff and White Marsh. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we're going to get to it, but I think the Giants have added a lot this year.
Yeah.
Between all the guys that went over there who were free agents in the draft, I thought they did really well.
What's up, Cliff?
Hey, Rob. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I tuned in a little bit last night. I don't need to sit there for hours watching stuff like that, but I'd say the draft really starts today. But I think the Ravens pick was total reactionary, and the point is this, that, you know, they had Zeke targeted, I believe, but they had to go with the guard. When you don't have if Lindebaum was under team control one more year, I believe the Ravens would have taken Sadiq in that pick and grabbed a guard in the next round or something like that. But you can't go into your season iffy on the offensive line, not even know who it is that's going to be lining up. So my opinion, and Sadiq fell to the Jets, and they had a hell of a draft just because of him and the Bailey. So
Bailey,
it worked for the Jets, but you know, it's kind of scary when you have a 6'4", 245-pound freak of nature with ball skills running down the middle of the field. It was very tempting for me.
So I'm confused. Do you like the pick with Ione or no?
I think they had to do it, Ed, but I like the tight end much better. That's just me, but they had to make
it's like saying, well, if that guy didn't win a Super Bowl, he wouldn't be that great. Yeah, but you can't say, well, if they kept their offensive lineman, they wouldn't have picked the offensive lineman in the first round. Naturally.
If they
did it because they had
everybody left.
Exactly. Tight end is a position that you can address, in my opinion, later on and get value. The later you go with offensive line, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. Just look at your offensive line now. You start going cheap on the offensive line, you get what you pay for. Cordell Woodland joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, Ed, we're giving out shovels.
Well, yeah, I got to give mine. It's kind of redundant. I'm giving mine to the Rams. I don't get this one little bit.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057. The Fan. Shovels next.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you miss. 105.7 The Fan.
Need to sell your home? Selling with certainty and written guarantees? Sell with Vinny Steele. Hey, it's Rob Long, and for years I've been telling you about Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, because his results and guarantees are fully or truly different. Vinny sells homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. That means on a home sold for $400,000, it's about $12,400 more in your pocket. Vinny has over 12,700 buyers waiting, which means your home may already be sold. Vinny Steele has helped thousands of families over 23 years in real estate. That means Vinny will fit it to sell it by identifying and paying for the repairs that will get you the most money and get reimbursed at closing. Take it from me. When you're ready to sell your Maryland or lower Pennsylvania home, do your homework and call the expert I trust. Call or text Vinny Steele at 410-793-1801. That's 410-793-1801. Or visit VinnySteele.com. That's Vinny, STEO.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze, let's
love! From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning, 95 southbound, an accident just past exit 52, that's 295 the BW Parkway. An accident there backing you up. The inner loop of the Beltway, no problems. The outer loop slow from Harford Road to Providence. Then again, you're on the brakes from Old Port Road to Baltimore National Pike on and off. And 895 southbound, slow Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
Olaiva Vanga Ioane was the most common name being mocked to the Ravens ahead of the 2026 NFL draft. For a second straight year, Baltimore was able to stay put and get their guy. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta spoke when if there was any concern with so many projections linking the team to Ioane.
You know, you're always a little concerned. You're not really sure, especially where there's some teams picking in front of us that know us pretty well. Kind of similar last year with Starks, I think. But in the end, you know, we just kind of stick to the board and let the board fall to us, which is something I learned from Ozzie many years ago. And, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And if it hadn't worked out, we had other players that we would have picked, excellent players.
The Ravens hold the 45th and 80th pick in the second and third round tonight. In Orioles news, Dean Kramer was placed on the 15-day IL with a right quad strain retroactive to April 20th. Brandon Young was recalled as the corresponding move, and will get the start against the Red Sox tonight. First pitch from Camden Yards is set for 7:05. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow has expected showers and a high of 60. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Farnan and Dermer. Call the comfort guys Farnan and Dermer right now from BG&E. Get up to $3,000 off select high-efficiency HVAC systems. For details, call 410-367-7777 today. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
The Big Bad Shovel of Wisdom.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Nobody knew.
It's the Los Angeles Rams. Everyone's, you know, pointing to this, and this is the head scratcher of the first round. But it is for a lot of reasons, though. First of all, you're a 12-5 team. You may be the best team in the NFL. I know the Seahawks won, and I like the Seahawks way better than the Rams. A bigger fan of that team. But you're one of the best teams. That is not disputable. That's not even up for discussion. You're one of the best teams in the NFL. You were picking 13. You had no business picking 13 with a 12-5 record, but you did. Good for you guys. You pick up Ty Simpson. I'm not even going to talk about that. This is not a knock on Ty Simpson. He's got no resume, first of all. He's a limited number of starts. I don't think you really know what you have here. You don't need a quarterback right now. You're a win-now team, and you are in win-now mode again. You recently won a Super Bowl. You want to win another one. You're certainly capable. And you go with Simpson. Ione was next. Reuben Bain, Kenyon Sadiq, Mekhi Lemon. This is just a few people that you could have had. It's like, really? None of those guys could have helped you more than Ty Simpson? Like, what? I just can't for the life of me understand. Caleb Banks. I mean, you had Aaron Donald. Maybe you could have used another guy like that. You know, I mean, a huge presence in the middle. I don't get any of it. I really don't. And it's...
You know what's funny about all that is that Dan Orlovsky's taking a victory lap like he was right. He was like, he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft class. And kept talking about him getting taken in the first round. There were some people that said he's not going first round. But we all talked about it. Didn't we think there was a chance that it's a quarterback?
I said he was gonna because I knew somebody would be desperate. I didn't think it would be the Rams, but I assumed somebody would make that mistake. I thought it would be the Jets. Oh.
Hey, Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
I got two quick ones. First off, the guy that stole the baseball from the old man at the Mets game. You know, like young kids, we've seen people take foul balls or home run balls. Like, how much does that ball mean to you? Now, look, I'll say this much. I'm listening to you if the ball is free and you're going after it, and that's like so-and-so's first home run ball, or this one's going to be worth that. I understand people going crazy for it, but even in that moment, the guy had the baseball in his hands, and he took it out, and he basically looked at the guy and said, you know, get in the weight room. Get your weight up. You got to be able to block somebody out. The other one, which maybe you'll understand this, there's a headline breaking, world's biggest condom maker to raise prices due to Iran war, per BBC. If I were going to ask about the biggest condoms and the prices going up, I would talk to the BBC first. Just my professional opinion.
My shovel goes to certain trash collecting. Not all. Not all. A certain company in Harford County. And you'll remain nameless for right now. If we have to do this again, I will name you. So, twice in the past 3 weeks, my trash has not been picked up. And then you guys know, I don't know if you're aware of this, Ed, in Harford County, we have to pay for trash service.
I did not know that. No.
Yes, we do. Pay quarterly. So, after last week, I called and I said, I'm just wondering if I'm paid up for this quarter, which I knew I was. It goes directly there to him. And he said, give me your name. So she said, give me your name and your address. She gave me name and address. I said, oh, yes, Mr. Long, it's paid up. I said, so why hasn't my trash been picked up two of the last 3 weeks? She said, let me hold. She said, well, 2 weeks ago, we came and there was nothing there. We took a picture. I said, okay. I said, what about this past Friday? She said, we had a substitute and he said your trash wasn't there again. I said, well, wait a minute. 2 weeks ago, I was in Pittsburgh and the person that said they went to take my trash out, I would believe she did it over me doing it, and I know I did it. If she said she did it, it was there. I said, can you produce said pictures? Couldn't produce the pictures. So if I don't pay, I don't get my trash picked up. But I pay and don't get it picked up. What do I get? She said, well, we can do double this week. I said, you can do, no, I don't have double trash. I'm a single man. My trash can is barely full now. That's why I'm not, you know, making that big deal about it. I don't need double. I need an answer to 2 weeks of service. Or not served, being served when I paid for it. That's the answer I need. You know, like next quarter, you knock something off. You can't produce pictures. They refuse to.
They come by twice and not pick it up again.
Exactly.
So you get twice the service.
They refuse to. To tell me you can produce, you have pictures, you took pictures, and now you can't produce the pictures. Well, I don't believe you have pictures because I know the trash was out there. Number one, it's ridiculous. You got to pay for trash service and pay taxes. But nonetheless, if you're paying for it, you expect your service. Rick in West Baltimore. What's up, Rick?
Oh, good morning, Rob. Ed, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
How are you? Right, good morning.
Oh, fine. First, I want to thank you guys for signing my plaque down at the elephant in the room that day.
It's great to meet you.
You got to hook me up with Ed so I can get his signature on there. And y'all guys ain't going to believe this. I want to give a shovel to the woman that tried to cut off the funeral hearse that I was behind. She tried to cut it off to get where she was going.
Where was this, Rick? Where was this?
It was about a couple of weeks ago. Just waited to call y'all.
Okay,
I just couldn't believe, you know, you're going to cut off the hearse. Your life is that, you know. The procession was only about 12 cars. And you still try to cut us off.
I saw something similar to this. I think it was either Monday or Tuesday. Same thing. That's why I asked, when was this? Monday or Tuesday, I saw the same thing. A guy tried to race through the intersection before they could get there. I'm like, man, come on, dude. No respect for anybody. Nobody.
No, it's the world we live in now, y'all fellas.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
You know what I saw yesterday, Ed? Mm-hmm. When you come off that ramp, well, people don't know it's a ramp. Falls Road is a ramp to get to 83, folks. You don't have to stop there at the top. Go all the way around and merge in traffic. But anyway, there was an ambulance coming, and looked like a lady driving. She came around and tried to beat the ambulance onto 83 and almost caused an accident.
That's unbelievable.
Like, what are you doing?
Did she make it?
They're going. The ambulance is going like 70 miles an hour.
So maybe to another accident.
So it's not going to take but a second. Wait a second.
Speaking of shoveled, did you see the woman that shot the guy in a convenience store in Columbia?
No, I
did you see the video she made prior to that?
No. Was she threatening or something on it? Or
out of her mind. She talked about that one. She shot him because he had a demon spirit.
Oh.
He was smirking at her, and she shot him. She talked about she was going on a crime spree. Told the police, I know you're looking for me. Here I am. You can't judge me. Only God can judge me. And you put down your badge. I'm like, what do you do with people like this? Mm. What do you do with them?
Crazy.
Send them to God so he can judge them.
That's exactly what you do with them. Yes.
Dominic and Randallstown. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, I just want to give a shovel to the Baltimore City Biker Boys, man. Somebody's going to get hurt dealing with these guys. Yesterday, I was at Pratt and Lombard. Pratt and Lombard.
Motorcycles? Motorcycles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And, of course, they blocked the road. I tried to go through. One of them brandished a gun at me. It's just ridiculous. And they did it about 6 months ago, too. So somebody's going to get hurt. I hope it's not me. But, you know, I'll run them over if I have to get away from them.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's getting crazy.
Ed, when are these 12 o'clock boys going to become 12 o'clock men?
I wish I could laugh at this. It's not funny anymore. The guy pulled a gun on him. It's like, this has got to stop, man. There's a video every day or several a day about what's going on downtown in Baltimore between the dirt bikes. I have a video I'll send you guys from the block last night. That woman in Columbia was shot. It's like, that place is out of control, man. Out of control. And these dirt bikers are not just kids having recreational fun. The carrying guns, as the last caller just said, the terrorizing the city. I mean, you wonder why we don't have the draft? Well, take a good look.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30 on the other side. Cordell Woodland, man on the scene. That's Ben's partner. Up next on The Fan.
The Fan's Femi Iambadejo.
Play Like a Raven moniker that was born, in my opinion, in 1999 when you came here. It goes all the way back to Coach Walsh. Now, am I just making this up in my mind? Have you ever thought about this?
Brian Billick on the late Hall of Fame coach, Bill Walsh.
Head coaches and organizations can trace that same lineage, that all go back to Bill Walsh in the early 49ers. Not only from the football standpoint to the way you taught it, to the way you implemented it and called the game. Bill Walsh has his fingerprints over so many different organizations, and not the least of which was mine.
105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The Rams just saved Ty Simpson's career, taking him 13th overall last night in the NFL draft. With teams like the Cardinals, Jets, and Browns lurking, places where young quarterbacks go to an early grave, Sean McVay stepped in. Now Simpson gets to sit and learn behind Matthew Stafford and actually develop. That's how it's supposed to work. Some franchises understand quarterbacks, others just ruin them. I'm John Lund.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. The inner loop a little bit slow at Greenspring Avenue. The outer loop, you're on the brakes from Bel Air Road to Perrin Parkway. Also on the outer loop, just past exit 16, that's I-70, an accident has the right lane and the right shoulder blocked. 95 southbound in the city, just past exit 52, that's the BW Parkway. An accident has you backed up there. 895 southbound is slow from Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, and joining us right now, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Not bad.
Now, Cordell, last night, Ravens drafted Olave Vega Yoani. I got it. Did I get it?
Nope.
Did I get it? It's okay. All right. Number one, were you surprised by the pick? Number two, do you like the pick?
No surprise. He's been mocked to them in a lot of the drafts. It's a obvious need for them. It always kind of felt like he was going to be their guy if he was there. I don't not like the pick. I do like it. I think it's one of the safer picks they could take. I think they know what they're getting out of this guy. I love his tape. You know, he's got a lot of really good tape, and just talking to him last night, a lot of the things he said backs up the mentality that it looks like he plays with. So I think it'll work out. Again, I think it was one of the safer picks that they could have made. And look, they had a couple of guys, they had a couple of options on the table for them when 14 came around. So it's clear that this is the guy that they wanted.
Yeah, no surprise then. I'm happy with it. I guess, Cordell, let's go to your team and the NFC East for a second. The Giants pick up Avril Reese at 5. Commanders get Sonny Styles. Caleb Downs goes 11 to the Cowboys. And what's his name?
The Eagles, Mekhi Lemon?
Mekhi Lemon goes to the Eagles. How do you think they all did? And who won that?
Well, it's tough because, I mean, Sonny Styles is a guy that a lot of people talk highly about. He's got the measure, you know, his workout times and combine times were great, and he's got really explosive film at times. So just hoping it comes together. I'm hoping this isn't a Jamin Davis situation from a couple of years ago. You know, he had a great 40 time. He was athletic out of this world, but it didn't work out with him. And, you know, that was back in the Ron Rivera time, and it's not the only bad pick that Ron Rivera made. So not surprising there. So we'll see what happens with him. The defense did need a big overhaul, so I'm not so upset about it. It's just other guys that I would have preferred, one of them being Caleb Downs. I mean, they haven't had a safety since Sean Taylor died. So then he ends up going to the Cowboys. I don't like that. Eagles, it just feels like every pick they ever make ends up working out for them. So why would I not think Mekhi Lemon isn't going to work out for them? And it obviously makes the writing on the wall for A.J. Brown getting out of there as clear as day. So we'll see how it all pans out. Dallas also had they had another first-round pick who they draft, the Jackson guy, the edge rush. I didn't really understand that one for them. But Caleb Downs is a home run. I mean, they arguably have the best player not only in the division so far, but they might have the best player in the draft when it's all said and done. I've had Caleb Downs as a top 2 to 3 player in this class the entire time.
You see what Malik Nabers said? Malik Nabers like, man, we couldn't get him. I don't want to play against him. Like he said, that guy is good. You don't understand. I don't want to play him twice a year. Like he is a difference maker. So let me ask you, you brought up the options at 14. Would you have went a different route? Were you surprised that Reuben Bain was there? What's your take on what they did there? Because I thought they were going to go Sadiq, but not surprised that they went with an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised that Bain was still there. Yeah, it was all the talk about him and his arm length and everything, and people expecting him to drop. And, I mean, he did. He did, and he fell right into the laps of the Bucks. So congrats to them. I think they got a heck of a player. And I did think that there was a chance that the Ravens would go with him. I mean, they have been very aggressive with the edge rush position. We saw what they tried to trade for Max Crosby. They said they wanted to pair him with Trey Hendrickson. He said, and he being Eric DaCosta, said that, you know, even with Trey Hendrickson or even at the time Max Crosby, he wanted another pass rusher. So I thought Bain would be a potential guy for them, and I do think they like Bain. But I think Ione, you know, he checks a lot of boxes. And, again, he's the safe pick. I just wonder, are they going to be able to get a second contract out of him? I mean, when you talk about drafting these interior offensive linemen that high, we just saw what happened with Tyler Linderbaum. They couldn't use the fifth-year option on him, couldn't extend him. You only get 4 years out of a really good player. So is it worth it to only get 4 years out of a premium pick like this? Probably not, but maybe they go about this one different. Maybe if he does look the part, they're a little more aggressive to get a deal done before it gets to that walk year.
But, Cordell, can't you say that about anybody picked high in the draft?
Not when it's the because in the case of an interior offensive lineman, a lot of teams aren't picking up their fifth-year option because all of the offensive linemen are lumped together.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of, like, why people
they're not willing to pay as much.
One of the reasons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, it's tough to keep these guys. And in the case of the Ravens, I mean, how many of their young interior offensive linemen have they kept around? Well, period. When their interior offensive linemen hit free agency, they're gone. And because it's just so tough to pay these linemen once they hit the open market, everybody needs.
You got money. You got money locked up in quarterbacks and wide receivers and cornerbacks, and you don't have the money.
Honestly, it goes beyond the offensive linemen too. I mean, we could use the Patrick Queen. We played a cut on our show last night from Eric DaCosta talking about Patrick Queen as well in the same boat. I mean, another off-ball linebacker. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option either. And you can make that look. He was
edge rushers too.
They hoped he could be.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I mean, but those are a little different. Like, they picked up always fifth-year option. Remember. Mm-hmm. So it's just some of these non-premium positions, like interior offensive line, like off-ball linebacker, like running back. Teams are reluctant to pick up some of those fifth-year options, so it limits how long you can have those guys. That's just one of the few things that concerns me.
He is one half of Fresh Take, along with Ben Hall, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, thanks a lot, my friend.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right,
thanks, man.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30. Ken Wyman jumps on at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we welcome you fans of other teams. You want to weigh in on your team and what they did in the first round? Of course, Raven fans, this is your home. You're always welcome. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.